I don't know about you, but this week has been a week where the stories have seemed to pile up. The stories of jobs being lost. The stories of diagnoses confirmed and suspected. The stories of trips canceled, of the loss of loved ones, and the inability to be there, to be physically present. It's been a week in which the stories of distance, of what was once blocks away from friends and family, seem like foreign countries. Stories of questioning. Questioning what is going to happen. Questioning and conflicting reports about what is happening. Stories about what our economy will look like after this. Stories of the circus act of parenting children while working at home. In times of anxiety or rapid change, when normal doesn't seem to mean much anymore, it can be easy to feel powerless, numb, scattered, overwhelmed, consumed by big emotions, fear, anger, even despair. I know I felt many of these this past week. And as these anxieties rise up and begin to inhabit our bodies, our hearts, and our minds, as we become neighbors or roommates to fear, it can make our experience of life feel without hope. When we live in a space of deep anxiety, it can feel like the problems of the world are too big, and we are too small to do anything about it. And when we have that feeling, we become disconnected. Disconnected from our agency, disconnected from our power, disconnected from our ability to exert control over our lives. Not total control, of course, but a meaningful level. So I want to invite you into a moment of meditation. So I invite you to put your feet firmly on the floor, to feel the support of the ground on your body. Maybe take a deep breath. Maybe even looking around the room. This can help us orient us in time and space. I invite you to imagine that you're sitting in a wide circle, that you are at the center of this circle. Everything within this circle, you can control. Your attitude is in this circle. How much news you watch, how much time you spend on social media, how you are practicing social distancing, how you're moving your body, the phone calls you make, the texts you send, the reach outs that you offer, all of these are within this circle. What is within your circle of control? Now imagine that there's a wider circle that goes beyond your smaller circle to encompass everything that is outside of your control. Now, having this smaller circle reminds us of our power, that even in the chaos, that there are choices and influence, that we are not helpless, can help shift our experiences of this moment. But it's also important to acknowledge all that lives outside of that circle, in that larger circle of what we cannot control. We may wish we could control it, but we can't. What is in that outside circle? The actions of other people. How long this crisis will last. The amount of food and supplies at the store. How others are reacting. If others are following the rules of social distancing. The various movements of the global economy. Think for a moment. What is outside your circle of control? It's in moments like these that we come face to face with the truth that most of our life, most of what impacts our life, is in that second large circle. It's outside of our circle of control, but not everything. Naming what we can control brings us close in to real pain. The pain of our fellow human beings, the pain of our world, the pain of our limitations. And we name all that we cannot control, not so we can check it off a list and say, well, I don't have to care about that because I cannot control it. We name this to remind ourselves to loosen our grip upon it, giving up our responsibility for that which we cannot control, which invites us to touch then a deeper freedom. We loosen our grip on what we cannot control so our hands can come down firmly to touch what we can. We feel then our energy directed towards all that we can change. I invite you to keep breathing, keep releasing, and welcoming whatever arises.